What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom, the host of the new show, Cash at Your Door. My guy, Jason Biggs. Welcome back, man. How you doing?
I'm good, Mario. How are you?
I'm well. I'm liking that you're digging this hosting thing, clearly. Congrats on the new show. This is your second game show, right?
Yeah, dude. Some people started making banana bread or picked up a new language. I decided in the pandemic to try my hand at hosting game shows. I just want to be like you when I grow up, Mario. I'm doing all that I can.
That's awesome. I love it. This sounds like a lot of fun. How does it work?
So it's pretty much there in the title, Cash at Your Door. I basically am going up to people's houses, knocking on their doors, and asking them trivia questions and giving them money for correct answers. And they can win up to $25,000. So, you know, the show Cash Cab, it's from the same producers, same idea, you know, unsuspecting contestants getting into a taxi where they can win money. Same idea, but I'm going into people's homes. And so, it was a lot of fun. You know, it's not a total surprise, obviously, COVID protocols, testing, et cetera, but sure. The way we worked around that was we would tell these families that we were going to be shooting a show about their homes. And the producers were really vague about it intentionally, but they were down. They're like, okay.
Sure.
And we would tell them, you know, oh, we'll be there in the afternoon and then show up at like 8:30 in the morning while they were in their bathrobe and drinking coffee. And
awesome.
They had no idea that I was showing up. They had no idea that it was a game show. And of course, they had no idea that they could win 25K. And some families actually did make it all the way. But a lot of money was given out and made a lot of people really, really happy, as you can imagine, especially right now. You know, it was really cool.
That's the kind of shows we need right now. I love it. And I love the geographical convenience for the contestants.
Stroll
out to the family.
Well, and it's cool
room too,
because, you know, and having hosted now that I'm a seasoned game show host, you know, having hosted the other show, which was on a set and big lights and big slot machines. Sure. And, you know, game shows tend to be, especially now, you know, big and chaotic and fun and loud and all this stuff. And then the contestants, you know, you get to know a little bit about them, but generally it's more about the game and less about the contestants. This is the exact opposite, right? So I'm in these people's homes. It's very intimate. We're learning about them. In fact, one of the questions in the show is, we call it a home question, very, very creatively. And I basically, after going around their house and taking inventory, I decide to ask them something about their home that they don't, you know, that, without telling them, of course. And you'd be surprised how many people get that question wrong. It's fascinating. So an example might be, you know, so in your dining room, there's a painting on the wall. You know, do you guys, how long have you had that painting? Oh, we've had it for, you know, 20 years since we moved here. Oh, okay, cool. Do you guys eat in the dining room a lot? Oh yeah, every meal, you know, we eat there all the time. Oh, okay, cool. Well, in that painting, how many people are depicted in the painting? And then you literally have the whole family, they're fighting with
different
each
answers,
going,
right?
Wait, no, there's four. No, there's not. There are five people. There's three guys, and then there's the two girls.
Right.
And it's amazing. And they always get it wrong. It's fascinating.
I love it. I love dealing with real people, right?
Yeah.
That's so much fun to see them in their environment. That's awesome, man. So I was trying to answer that question myself. Fortunately, I have a painting with one person in it. It's one bullfighter, so I know that for sure. So it's one person, so I would get that. What are the kind of questions? Hit me with a couple other questions, Jason.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez. Oh, my God, I'm trying to think.
So not
okay,
that
so,
season,
all right, so, wait, here's one. Okay. All right, so this was one of the final round questions.
Oh,
this
no, you hit me with a final round, okay.
Yeah. Because those are the ones that I remember. Some of the earlier, I don't really remember some of the earlier ones. But, all right, so here's one, and I I'm going to paraphrase. I don't remember the exact wording of it, so you'll have to forgive me. But
okay,
basically, okay. So this candy bar, this very well known candy, or I should say, maybe it was just candy. This very well known. See, I kind of gave it away.
Okay.
Very well known candy was named after the owner's horse, beloved horse. What candy was named after
payday.
The owner of the company's beloved horse?
I don't know why payday came to mind. Is it payday?
Dude, payday is what my dad guessed. It is a, because I asked that
your
question.
Your dad and payday. I didn't know it's not payday.
Payday is a great guess,
right?
But it is not correct.
Wow. What?
Three Musketeers?
Three Musketeers, also a great guess, but incorrect.
Ooh, what's the answer?
You ready for the answer? Snickers.
Oh, it's all in that family,
that
though.
That seems so obvious.
It's in that Snickers, yeah, Three Musketeers, Payday. Payday, you would think,
good,
right?
Because yeah, another would... good guess. Another good guess was I guess 100 grand,
100 grand bar, yeah, or something, yeah, like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, those are, yeah, fun. Those are fun, man. This is a cool show. I love those kind of things. Good for you. I saw it being advertised on E, and I was like, right on. Good for you, Jason.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, and I think the timing is right. And I made a lot of people happy. It was really cool. Which I'm not used to doing in my everyday life.
Right. So how are the kids, man? How old are they now?
They're good. Thank you for asking. They are 7, almost 8, and 3, 4 next month. So 8 and 4. Yeah.
Fun.
Crazy. What about you? You have 3, right?
Yeah. 10, 7, and 2. So,
and 3 dogs.
Yeah. And 3 dogs. So we just love the chaos over at Casa Lopez right there.
Unreal, man. Fun though. Are the kids back in school?
Yeah, they just started this past week. Thank God.
And what's the deal? In person.
Right. Yeah. You know, they make them wear little masks and stuff, but they're in person. Yeah. So they're good to go. Are you here in LA? Or are you in the East Coast?
We're in the East Coast. Yeah. We're in the city.
Okay. Cause that's what, okay.
Yeah. Our kids start next week, back to school, and same thing, masks on, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just grateful that it's in person.
yeah, right. Exactly. God forbid. Yeah. That's a tough deal right there. Hey, I'm sure you get asked all the time, but there were rumblings that they were going to approach American Pie with a sort of a reimagining, if you will. Any truth to those rumors or no?
Dude, I hope so. nothing official yet. We're always kind of talking about it. I know from my end, I'm would love to do another one, and have spoken to some of the other players involved about doing it. But, there's a few hurdles that need to be jumped over. There's a lot of people involved, a lot of moving parts. And, I think there's still great stories to be told in that world, in that franchise, and specifically with these characters, whether it's, I had a kid in the last movie, maybe that kid is now high school age.
Exactly.
And, a passing of the torch, if you will, to a whole new generation.
A passing of the pie.
Exactly.
A passing of the pie, if you will. I will. I think there's a lot of potential, and I would love to do it, but officially nothing has happened yet. And so, I can just kind of cross my fingers and hope that the conversations continue and bear fruit. Pun not intended.
Exactly. we'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, man, keep killing it. And I'm just throwing it out there. If you end up doing a version where you're going to crash TV personalities and we can donate money to charity, Casa Lopez will be ready for you.
Well, you know what, dude? We actually, not kidding, we did a few episodes where we, we had CC Sabathia from the Yankees.
Yeah.
We went to his house. We did my old friend Ryan Serhant from Million Dollar Listing. We went to his place in Brooklyn.
Funny.
We definitely, dude, if we would absolutely 100% love to have you on. We just got a... we either got to do a West Coast swing,
right,
or, we'll have to, when you come back to the city one day, we'll do it here.
Sounds good. Tell me, talk to your boy, Mario. We are ready over here. Meanwhile, everyone, Cash at Your Door airs Tuesdays on E. Jason, thanks for checking in, bro.
Mario, great to see you as always. Thanks, buddy.
You got it. Take care.
See you, pal.
On with Mario Lopez.